There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
I know there's a lot to break down from the game yesterday. I was just curious, before the game started, can you tell us about that moment y'all got to share with Pam Oliver and bringing her that honorary jersey?
Well, Pam's obviously been a great ambassador to the game and been a good friend of ours. She's covered many, 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 many Cowboy games throughout the years, and some big ones at that. But, no, she's truly an ambassador to the NFL and has done an amazing job, you know, bringing the game to our fans at home, and somebody we have the utmost respect for.
There can be all kinds of information going across. I thought it would be best to get the information from you. Can you tell us any more about what exactly happened with Ezekiel Elliott, and has he been late or absent from some of these meetings?
No, it's certainly something that we're addressing, and he has been. It was related to discipline, and that's really all we have to say about it. It was obviously to a level that Coach McCarthy and the organization felt it should be addressed. And, you know, Zeke's a great competitor and been one of the great players to come through this door. And I know, you know, going forward, you know, he wants to continue that standard, and certainly we expect that standard.
With that in mind, are you surprised at all that it came to this, given how when he was signed, you know, he's a great locker room person? Are you surprised at all that this problem has come up?
Sure. You don't ever expect this from your you know, from players like Zeke, who are some of the some of the best players to ever, you know, be in a Cowboy uniform. So, but at the same time, you know, no one's perfect, and people make mistakes, and I'm sure Zeke will, you know, get it right going forward.
Stephen, how best can you explain the emotion or the mood that this team is in at the moment?
You know, I just think it's a, you know, it's a big disappointment, and certainly frustrations. I mean, we certainly had high expectations for this football team, and you know, we still got a lot of football left to play. But certainly, it is getting to a point where we've got to, you know, where we've got to turn it and get the thing headed in the right direction. And but anytime you have high expectations and you know feel like you've got to a team that can compete for a championship, and certainly like we've done for the previous 3 years, and you're not playing to that standard, which I think everybody understands we're not, and then you're certainly disappointed and frustrated.
Jerry talked to the team. What was the hope? What was the message he was trying to get across to the players?
I think the message is that, you know, just what I just said, that we're, everybody, I'm sure, in that locker room is, you know, frustrated and disappointed. But at the same time, you know, everybody, if you've been in sports, you've been in business, whatever, you know, in families, you know, you have these moments, and it's how you respond. And if you respond the right way, you know, good things are out there for you. And, you know, no one goes through anything in life, like I said, whether it's your family, whether it's your work, whatever it is that you don't have and meet challenges. And certainly we're at that point with this football team, and, you know, we need to respond. And this has been a team that has, you know, has a locker room that I think has all the right men in it. I think we've got a great coaching staff with skins on the wall who've been through this. And, you know, this is certainly a point where we need to respond. We certainly know, as I said, we have 9 games left, but at the same time, you know, if we've got to turn it sooner than later, we're going to put ourselves behind, you know, an 8-ball that you can't get around. So, you know, we understand the task at hand and understand that there's going to be criticism, rightfully so. And, you know, we have to do something about it internally and not to and know that there's not going to be a lot of help outside the locker room.
Well, that actually might have just answered my next question from the external perspective. Got about 28 hours, give or take, till the trade deadline. I know NFL doesn't always have the busiest trade deadline, but would you anticipate any movement from your organization before then?
Certainly wouldn't rule it out. I mean, we look at it, you know, in a lot of ways. You look at, one, improving your football team, but two, also you know, not only improving the football team for this year, but for the future. And we're always looking for that and seeing how it fits in the big picture. And I wouldn't rule that out.
Is there any part of you, because I feel like in your position, you have to examine all potential avenues. Is there any part of you that would also take phone calls from the other teams that would be looking to pick up players off of your team? And maybe you go ahead and pick up some extra draft capital for this offseason?
Trades are always both ways. And as you said, you got to look at it, you know, through the lens of how we view our players and how we view other teams' players. And if something makes sense, and then we certainly would look at it. And but that's, you know, what goes with it. Trades can be for draft picks. Trades can be players for players that make sense, and we'll certainly be looking at that as we head toward the deadline tomorrow afternoon.
Can you tell us any more, Stephen, about Dak Prescott's injury and what the prospect of him is at the moment playing further down the road, future here?
Oh, yeah. Our future plan for the Cowboys?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. This upcoming week, yeah.
It's a bright one and a long one.
just kind of this week specifically.
Oh, well, this week, certainly we're going through, you know, all the steps of evaluating Dak and, you know, what's involved in his hamstring injury there. And we'll certainly make a solid decision based on what comes back. But certainly we're just in the progress of evaluating it right now and wouldn't be able to comment.
Okay, if there was something to happen, is Rush the preferred starter after Dak?
You know, we'll cross that decision when the time comes. Certainly, I thought Cooper did a great job stepping in yesterday, which he's done before, and really done at a high level. So, obviously, these guys have a lot of confidence in Cooper. But, you know, at the same time, we know we got a young quarterback there in Trey that did some good things as the preseason proceeded. But, you know, we feel good that we got two good backup quarterbacks there if we need to address that.
I don't know if you saw this or not. We talk about the frustration and being in the heat of the battle. It looked like on the TV broadcast in the fourth quarter, Dak Prescott mouthed to one of his teammates, "We effing suck." Does that encapsulate the frustration you feel like a lot of the guys are feeling at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's frustration, and people like a Dak knowing that, you know, the standard you need to play to win in the NFL. And, you know, I think, you know, there is frustration, and, you know, we're doing things that, you know, don't help our cause, whether it's penalties, whether it's getting the ball, whether it's turning the ball over. We all know these are all things that make it hard to win in this league. And certainly everybody's, you know, as I said, everybody has their moments of frustration when a team that you, as I said, really felt like you're holding, you know, really felt like we had a high bar in terms of what our expectations are, and then falling short, you're going to have those frustrations.
Okay, when it comes to penalties, I was working at the website, the Cowboys website, whenever Bill Parcells was here, and he would say, "I don't coach penalties." And I never really understood that, Stephen. Can you explain that a little bit to me? And how do penalties get taken out of a team? What needs to happen?
It's at the end of the day, it's just the consistently working on it and having your focus and your where it needs to be. And, you know, certainly, you know, the fact that we're not doing well in that category in terms of how, you know, an average team does or a really good football team does, then we've got work to do on that. And, you know, I'm sure Bill could give you his thought process. My take is on it. I know coaches coach just the opposite, which is they damn sure don't coach penalties. And, you know, the idea is to coach penalties out of the game. And right now we've got to, you know, the players got to be committed and focus more. And I know certainly our coaches are going to keep pushing to eliminate those penalties.
CeeDee Lamb yesterday looked like he was in terrible pain, and he kept going back out onto the field. I'm trying to figure out exactly the mentality of what CeeDee's feeling there. Is that because I got to live up to this contract, or I'm just this kind of player? What can you explain a little bit about why he kept going out there? Did you think it was necessary?
I think he's that type of player. I think if we'd have let Dak go out there, he would have gone out there. I mean, I think you know, that's what brings frustration you know, to this locker room right now is people do hold our team and themselves to a high standard. And I think it's just the type of players they are. No one wants to not be out there doing something about, you know, the struggles that we're having right now. And CD's at the front of the line. And, you know, that's why you step up. And what's made him great is, you know, in the NFL, there's a lot of players in this league who play when things don't feel perfect. And certainly, you know, I put CD and Dak at the front of the line. We obviously didn't think CD had something that he could injure further, but it was also obviously that he was competing his ass off and wanting to do something about the outcome of that game.
MRIs for both of those guys today? Is that factually?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a logistical question. When Coach McCarthy spikes the tablet out of frustration, do y'all have to pay for that? Is there a fine? I'm like seriously curious about how the logistics of that work.
Yeah, well, we're not worried about the logistics of that. I mean, we're out there competing, and there's things a lot more important than an iPad at stake when you go out and play one of these football games.
Well, we appreciate the time very much, good sir. I know probably busy couple of days. We will catch up with you again next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
There you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm a little disappointed by that last answer because I really wanted to know if, like, the NFL budgets, you can break six of these tablets per season, or, yeah, we have to pay $150. Like, I just was really curious if he knew the answer to
that.
It's
like, hey, we put an OtterBox on those for a reason. They're not supposed to break. They're indestructible. You get the Zag shield on the front of it, and you get the OtterBox, and it's taken care of.
So,
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of things there, and I get it. Like, I see the reaction. You see the reaction on the Twitch, the YouTube, the fan text is. There are people who are just done with listening to those interviews because they're frustrated with the franchise. They're frustrated with this team. I understand all of that. Two things that Steven said that I found to be fascinating were the potential for trades across the board, including trades going outward from the Dallas Cowboys, just because you have to look at everything. And then I really thought that your Cooper Rush question was going to be a slam dunk for him in terms of if Dak is hurt, Cooper Rush is definitely our starting quarterback. That was not the answer that he gave.
Well, I mean, why would it be though? The team is where it is right now.
True.
Like, the reality of what my question is, like, that's part of keeping the interest in this team is if I put Trey Lance out there, everybody knows Cooper Rush. He's your backup quarterback. Trey Lance is this unknown real commodity that in the games before the preseason games, he wasn't good enough. Like, that's going to create intrigue. Heck, it created intrigue in the preseason games, did it not? Like, we were all like, hold on, what is this guy? We don't know. We haven't seen enough of him. So that part of it exists there. So I figured that it would be that kind of an answer. You think that Cooper Rush is your, because he's the one that can help you win. But can Trey Lance be something that can be of any interest to anything else? Could he be your backup down the future? You know, that Jerry kind of alluded to that a little bit on Friday.
Yeah, I was surprised. And man, that would be a bold strategy if, again, MRIs today. Steven confirmed that is factually accurate. MRIs for CeeDee Lamb, for Dak Prescott. We'll see what comes of that. But that would throw me off if they're like, we're going Trey Lance. Let's see what happens.
This isn't a season-ending injury. It's just a hamstring that could be one game to four games, I think, somewhere in that range. If this was for the year, then I would say maybe the last three games.
Give him
if
a
you're
shot.
Like, yeah, well, Cooper Rush, we're out of it. We're not making the playoffs. I'll give him the last three games because Dak's season is over. But I think this is only going to be a 1-4 game thing.
I think you're probably right.
And I think Cooper Rush, this will be for another time. I think he's one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL.
I don't think you're wrong about that.
I don't either.
You know what, though, I really thought was interesting was that he answered the question.
Did he get mad about my tablet question?
No. He was like, look, I'm not trying to goof around on now.
I thought that was a legitimate question. I just wanted to know the answer to.
Whoa, hey, man, calm down, bro. The fact that he answered the question, I really thought that he would answer it, honestly, as, hey, look, let's see where Dak is first, and then we'll get to that conversation. But that's obviously seeped into the conversation already, is which direction do we go with this? If we have to make a decision,
do I need to relax, Kevin? This next segment,
please, man. Don't say
chill
it like
out.
That.
Stop yelling at everybody, yeah. Bro.
Please don't say it like that.
I'm expecting phone calls.
I'll try to get you to laugh next segment, I guess.
Do you think that anyone from the Cowboys will get a phone call for calling it an iPad and not a Microsoft tablet? I feel like they have an agreement with the league.
I don't know how that works.
The team that is all about marketing and branding more than anything.
It's a Surface tablet.
Yeah. Feel like that was a faux pas. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The
Nobody
Fan.
Nobody knows what
You've
it
You've never heard that word in your life?
It's like a fake dad?
Yeah, I think you're saying this is faux pas. Like, all right.
Sure. For the purposes of getting out of this segment, agreed. Coming up next.
This one's for you, Dad.
After.
That's how I say it.
Not my dad. After yet another Cowboys and A&M loss. What makes you happy in sports right now? Let's do it next right
it's
here on The Fan.
Not your fault, Kevin.
First down and goal at the 9.5. Empty gun for Cousins. Looking left, throwing a fade to the left side of the end zone. London up and a nice grab. Touchdown, Atlanta.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I could use some help from the people here, whether it's the Twitch, the YouTube. You want to hit us up on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. It was a crushing football weekend for me. And congratulations to A&M for really raising my hopes up, only to dash them expertly like they usually do. So the Cowboys lose again, first three-game losing streak since 2020. A&M feels like they're on the cusp of relevancy, and then South Carolina beats the ever-loving crap out of them. What makes you sports happy right now? Because I know a lot of our listeners are Cowboys fans, so you don't care about the Aggies or you're glad they lost. I know that there are plenty of people like that. So what makes you sports happy right now?
I'm not going to answer that yet because Mike wants to answer that, but I do want to apologize, Kevin, to you.
Yeah.
Mike, somewhere in the first half.
Oh, don't worry. I'll find it.
I texted Kevin because I had flipped it over. I'd kind of been watching the A&M game, and then I really started paying attention, and A&M looked like they were on fire.
It was 8:19 p.m. on Saturday where A&M had turned their 17-6 deficit into a 20-17 advantage, and Corey texted, "Bro, your Aggies got something special going on." Approximately 1 hour and 54 minutes later, after South Carolina had broken off 27 consecutive points to end the game, he texted me again. "I did not realize my jinx powers. I'm sorry."
I'm very
Gino
sorry.
Gino Toretta, who we had on Friday, one, called it right. Two, I don't recall. I'm sure I have. I just forget. That South Carolina environment and having YouTube TV,
yes.
They don't take you off of, yeah. They don't take you to commercials, which me and my son were like, we love this. It just stuck on the field. And the party that they have at South Carolina games, I'm sure at A&M
it's unbelievable.
Games, but man, they were going nuts. And that was awesome.
I can't tell you how many DMs or message I got about Gino Toretta. Because Gino Toretta literally said, "I don't know, South Carolina's come really close to beating teams that are much better than Texas A&M." And so I just, like, as the first half was closing out, I really wanted to be like, oh, in your face, Gino Toretta. But clearly South Carolina dominated all of the second half. And he was right. I got so many people like, hey, Gino Toretta knows his stuff. Sorry, man.
And yeah, Gino, we don't Toretta, have guests on for nothing, man.
Yeah, Gino Toretta was 100% right when he was like, yeah, sorry. I don't think so.
All right, Mike, what makes you sports happy right now?
Luka finally started making shots last night.
That's touch. True.
Now, at the end, I was like, I didn't watch the whole game. I was like, oh, man, you did end up once again. He had a lot of points for the shots that he took, but I was like, man, he was much more efficient when I was watching the goobly gop I was watching on 29 as it was fading in and okay. out.
I was going to say, I'm sorry. I need some clarification.
I do have on that. People have texted me a couple of websites to possibly go to watch the games, but I can't do that on my normal television. You know,
yeah.
They think I didn't touch, like Friday after we left Buffalo Wild Wings, hadn't touched my computer till we got here today.
And that's what you, like, you've talked about this in the past. You're a guy that watches the games on the NFL games on the broadcast networks,
yeah.
Or you were. You're not like, I got to get here. You're like, this is what CBS has given me, or Fox. Yeah.
At noon, it was Cowboys, Falcons. There was no other game on television. You can go to NFL Network and,
sure.
and check out like what highlights they got going on. And they give you, they're into games, but they're like a minute behind. There might probably be a rule like you can't go live to the game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's my hope or my excitement right now in sports is that the Mavericks at times have looked really good. Last night they blew out Orlando. So I guess
Orlando, by the way, a lot of trouble with that Banchero injury.
Yes. So the Mavericks are somewhat making me happy to start the year 4-2.
Okay, that's the kind of positivity I need from the 8-3-0. Star season is off to a good start, and that makes me happy. We'll talk about what happened in Finland a little bit later. From the 2-5-4, they said the Buckeyes beat Penn State, which you could have heard right here on the Fan. That makes them happy. And then there's this from the 407. What makes this person sports happy is seeing the Cowboys lose, knowing Jerry and Steven can't do anything about it. I am not in that bunch. I desperately want the Cowboys to be good again. I was talking with Brandon about this last night. He just picked the wrong time to be alive because he is a die.
I think you got to pick that.
Yeah, that's true. He's a diehard Cowboys fan and a diehard Bulls fan because most of our family is from Chicago. And I said, man, If you were alive and old enough in the 90s, you would have gotten to see 9 championships from just those teams. And instead, you see year after year after year of mediocrity and disappointing expectations.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for him. At least, like, I'm disappointed now. At least I got to see the Cowboys championships. I remember how awesome it was.
Yeah, those were nice. Those were really good old days, man.
Sorry, we're supposed to be cheering people up, not bringing them down. From the 419, wherever that is. Oh, it says in Lima, Ohio. My bad. My sports happy is watching Boise State and Ashton Gentry. He's really fun to watch. And Corey has already started asking us, who will block for Ashton Gentry?
I don't know. Who's blocking for him in college? Maybe we, need to go ahead and find those guys, too.
Okay.
If he has a guard or a tackle that he's just like, I love running behind this dude, why not draft him if he's available? So I'm totally after that.
I know you're talking about offensive linemen. That would seem to work. And then there was this team in the NFL who said, why not draft the quarterback and the running back? Because they won national championship and they were close to winning 3 of them. And then they stink in the NFL together, Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne.
I'm sorry, Mike. Your team is really bad. I only watched like most of the fourth quarter of that game, I think. And it felt like the Eagles were like, we will give you this victory if you want. And the Jags said, no, you're too kind. We will pass it back to you.
What's making me sports happy right now is not the 105.3 The Fan Fantasy League. We've all discussed in that league, the scoring is stupid. Carter, fix it. But
Carter takes a lot of strays on this.
It's okay.
He really does.
He deserves it. My other fantasy league is, since I've made the Lamar Jackson trade, Kevin is on fire. As the people who were in the lead of that that league at the moment, they were all kind of taking shots at each other. But I'm right on their tail. And I was like, hey, cute score from all y'all this weekend. As all of them are like the 140s. I'm at 160. And I still have Travis Kelce rolling tonight. So cute score, fellas. So that's it. Mavericks and my fantasy football team. That's about it. And my son Carter's football.
That's right.
Their last game's on slate tonight. We'll see if it gets played.
By the way, storms hitting the Metroplex kind of in a couple of waves. And I know there's a tornado warning in effect until 6 o'clock. So just.
Is that going to affect voting?
You know what?
Today it probably will.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow.
There's no voting today.
Oh, my gosh.
What? They shut down voting on Mondays?
Who did this? The Democrats or the Republicans?
No, I don't know if it was a particular. It probably was. I'm not aware of.
It was probably the independents.
There's no early voting anymore. And so if you didn't early vote, you have to wait until tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I'm so sorry. You can still vote tomorrow.
So whoever's in control of the weather screwed it up. By not shooting this out tomorrow.
I guess I've already seen a story that was up on Yahoo and it was like, will storms in the central states affect voting?
I
bet it does.
Probably.
Get out there anyway. Get a poncho and an umbrella.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Get some rubber boots.
Okay. From the 469, Madden 25 makes me happy right now because the Cowboys are my franchise in franchise mode and I'm the owner and GM. Hopefully it is... It is positive for you on that video game, but in real life,
the video game can still kick you.
I'm assuming for diehard Cowboy fans, this is really tough. I know you're Cowboys and A&M. A&M's not, like, I get it, because they probably, that loss is going to make it tough for them to make the 12-team playoff.
Unless they run the table.
True, 100%.
And if they make it up by beating Texas, then I won't give a crap about this game at all.
I'm with you.
I don't know if I think that'll happen.
But it's just tough if you're a diehard Cowboys fan right now, because you probably, even if you do like the Mavericks, you kind of probably don't like getting into the Mavericks until January. And it's like, dude, you might have to watch regular season basketball more regularly than you do if you want to see positive, because obviously, or stars, I guess, but... There is no baseball available, so you're kind of stuck with stars and Mavs, which isn't the worst thing in the world. Join the bandwagon, man.
I did see some.
Get off one wagon and join another one. Yeah, man. It kind of makes you happier.
Just be a wagon floater.
I'm happier than you, Kevin, and you have to deal with it.
You're right. I thought about what you said maybe last year, yesterday, because A&M gets smoked. And then the Cowboys lose. Like, pretty convincingly. I know this was another game where the score made it look like it was nip and tuck till the end. Not really the case. And I thought about what you said like a year or so ago, and I was like, man, why don't I just become like a diehard music fan? And I'm like, oh, sure, I'm disappointed this band didn't play the song, but the show was still great. Mm-hmm. Instead of being like, sports are dumb, and I hate everybody, and I need to stay off of social media. And instead, I could have just been like, what a great concert that was.
Somebody will still call you an idiot for your music take. So
that is probably true.
Like, that band sucks.
But see, that wouldn't bother me as much because I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I still enjoyed the show.
I still like them.
You didn't enjoy the show yesterday.
Yes, no, I didn't. And I couldn't make an argument. When people are like, the Cowboys suck, I'd be like, hey, they used to be good or they only lost by 6 points. Like, that doesn't change anything.
This wasn't their best album.
Yeah, because they were right. It feels like every Cowboys game is the one that they forced onto the iPod that for you too, that everyone's like, how the hell do I get rid of this thing?
Look, man, we can't always produce Crash, all right?
That's a good point. That is a very good
wonderful
point.
Album.
It's a great life, Kevin. Yeah. I can say it myself.
Okay, so you
when
think
did you give up?
I mean, I'll never fully give it up, right? Like, there's always going to be that part of me that's going to be invested. But, like, for the 49ers game, I was watching it on my phone at a concert. Like, that was really fun. It was actually kind of fun multitasking. And then, like, Friday, I'm going to see Linkin Park at Globe Life Field. So, like, I'm just looking forward to that.
Okay.
You know, like, that's really fun because I know what I'm going to get. And Mike, whenever he brought that up, that was a great point because that's kind of the life I'm living right now. But, you know, I still watch the games and everything. It's just, that's not what gets me through my week anymore.
See, I see the appeal, and I do. I love my family. I was excited about Halloween. But when A&M was losing and then the Cowboys lost, I was like, God, football is so stupid, even though it's amazing to watch. From the 817, it makes me sports happy when I see Dak say, we effing suck on the sideline.
Oh.
From the 214, this person's a lifelong Washington fan, and seeing them on the upswing makes me sports happy. From the 701, it makes me sports happy to finally see Hunter Lipke get a few touches yesterday. Now it's time to unleash the beast that he is.
I like that idea. What are you laughing about, Mike?
He could.
Yeah, it could happen.
I mean,
he's the next Mike Allstott, I'm sure.
You don't know from the 214.
I know.
Y'all are cracking me up right now.
I know.
Y'all make me sports happy.
Thank
from the
you.
972, Texas Tech upsetting Iowa State. And that's the thing.
Get your guns up.
That's
John Morant.
Where I go back to the concert thing. Let's say you left a concert. Maybe there's a couple people disappointed you didn't hear this song or they didn't go with this deep cut. You probably still enjoyed it. All the Texas Tech people are happy, and all the people up in Ames are probably like, this was our year. We were finally going to matter. Now I hate everything again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like half the people walk out of concerts and be like, can't believe they didn't play Don't Drink the Water.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, too. Like a band like Alien Ant Farm, you know they're going to play Annie or
Yes.
Okay. Like, you know, or Smooth Criminal.
I have to admit, I don't know many of their other songs outside of that. So
there's one called Welcome, and that's pretty much all I know after that. So there
okay.
you go.
All right, fair. From the 404, there's a lot of feedback here. I'm sports happy about the Detroit Lions playing so good. Look, if you're a Lions fan, what a time to be alive. Absolutely.
It is. Not that I'm a Lions fan, but I've been talking about this team for a little bit.
Much
and I'll
like
take a little.
The Phoenix Suns, right before it happened, Corey said, watch out for them Phoenix Suns. And then they were really good. And then they got humbled by Luka, which I enjoyed
did.
Even more.
That was nice.
But it's the same thing. You've seen Corey's allegiances switch to the Lions.
I've never had an allegiance switch.
He saw the writing on the wall, and he's like, this is the way to go.
I'm just trying to tell you good teams before
I mean,
happen.
You were. And that's why I've been prepared for the Lions to be good. From the 4-6-9, we got the Stars, baby. And I'm telling you, the fact that the Stars and the Mavs not only have started off the season solid to very good, but the expectations were there, and early on it looks like they're going to be capable of like going pretty far into the season, or at least carrying me through all the regular season and into the postseason. That does make me feel better, because if we didn't have those two right now, I would just be like, oh my god, this
no and
sucks.
We'll talk more about the Mavs tomorrow, but I felt like in the stuff that I watched yesterday, I was impressed with, at times, Najee Marshall and Klay Thompson. Now, I know in the box score, I'd have to go and look. I don't think they impressed in the box score where you're like, oh, did Clay have 25 points and hit 7 threes? No, that didn't happen. But I felt like at times he played really good defense.
Yeah.
He gives Luka such good looks because they refuse to help off of him. And so Luka's like, oh, wow, he's not going to help. Like, nothing against Dorian Finney-Smith, or you take last year lefty. Why am I drawing a blank on this? Derek Jones Jr. But they're like, we'll live with Dorian Finney-Smith shooting a wide open three to get the ball out of Luka's hands. And Orlando's just confused, like, crap, I can't leave him.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, well, Luka's cooking you right now. Now you have to make a tough decision if you want to leave Klay Thompson open.
Did you see that steal by Najee Marshall, though? And then he turns around and gives the alley-oop to Gafford on the way down the court.
Another one, he went coast to coast handling the ball the whole time, too. Yeah. And I was like, dude, Najee can handle the ball that well? Now is one
Wait. Did you say this cut right here?
Steal Najee Marshall. Well done. In front of the roller. And the pass! Marshall finds Gafford.
That was great because I just didn't expect. I will admit, you watch his feet. He kind of does this little jump that kind of looked like Kevin when he was kicking the field goal out in Oxnard.
You guys never talk about the ones that were really close.
but he does this little jump. But I was like, I don't expect that from him. Yeah. But now you have to fear that from, you know, more than just Luka and Kyrie. All these dudes are looking for the big man to put one down. They're all looking for that opportunity because that's quick points. It's nice to see. Kevin, somebody did say all concerts should be two headliners, and then the fans get to vote on who, the fans in attendance get to vote on who was the best at the end of the night.
Oh,
and the winner gets the most of the gate.
That is an amazing idea.
That's music as a sport.
I don't know if there's a music like musician association that gets to vote on things like this, but
it's
called Battle
the Bands, Kevin.
Is that okay? Yeah, but like, wouldn't you love it if it was a bigger picture
absolutely.
Oh man, I'm going to see Linkin Park and the Dave Matthews Band. I don't know why they're playing together, but they are. And like, you get to decide, or at least have a vote in how the money gets split. You're like, I don't know. It kind of felt like Dave and the band phoned it in tonight. Give that money to Linkin Park.
They didn't even do All Along the Watchtower.
From the 214 Sports Happy, UNT having an unbelievably explosive offense and their quarterback throwing the ball all around. Does that make you happy?
Dude, it is really nice to have a former TCU great quarterback at UNT dominating the way that he's doing right now.
Do people think you're anti-Fort Worth or TCU?
No, that's a reality. Okay. That he went to TCU, but he's like 23 and he's gone to like every school. But that being said, go Mean Green. No, I posted over the weekend, man, there's some good football happening in Dallas right now. And I wasn't talking about the Cowboys. I was talking about SMU. And I feel like some people in Fort Worth took that as a slight that we didn't talk enough about TCU back then. However, you remember when we were in Fort Worth for one of our fan hangs watching the TCU game against K-State?
Yes, I
do. We were all pulling for it. But I understand Fort Worth feels slighted a lot of times by people that like look at Dallas and they're like, oh, Dallas gets all the attention. Look, man.
Dallas doesn't have the vending nut company.
Yeah.
Good point. Kevin, Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings off of South Hewlin in the Fort Worth area will be there.
Bring us some vending nuts.
Yeah. I grew up in East Dallas. That doesn't mean I don't have great love for what we have out in Fort Worth. Man, my family was always out at Billy Bob's doing fun stuff. So I'm a DFWite. I always have been.
Don't bring Kevin any sour balls. We found that out.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm really sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to be deceptive about that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And now it's time for Mike Likes It.
Feels weird not having an audience and everybody just roaring their applause right now.
Early report, early Rappaport from Ian Rappaport.
All right.
Dak is going to be out multiple weeks. Now,
hamstrings take usually 4 weeks.
It just goes back to thinking even more, where surely the Cowboys were prepared for that. And just to hear Steven say, yeah, we'll see who the starting quarterback is weird.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was weird.
I think they'll go with Cooper Rush this week because they probably still feel like, hey, if we beat Philadelphia, it gives them a loss, it gives us a win, right? But to your point, if they lose two in a row with Cooper Rush, Philadelphia, then is it the Texans, I believe?
Yeah.
Most likely they're going to lose those two games. They'd lose them if Dak was the quarterback, to be honest. But then they might go, what the crap? We have two more weeks till Dak comes back. Let's just give Trey Lance the football and let's see what happens. Even though he doesn't really matter to me anymore because you signed Dak to the 4-year
deal. I agree. So there's going to be no usurping or anything. Right. Like Trey Lance looks amazing for six games, and you're like, that's the guy.
So speaking of quarterbacks and a backup who cried his way out of Lubbock and drove to Norman, Oklahoma, tonight is Baker Mayfield versus Patrick Mahomes. Corey, you might know this, and I just don't know this. Has Baker Mayfield ever talked about if Patrick Mahomes doesn't show up and I'm kind of getting kicked out of there, even though he was, and it was like, hey, we want you to compete for the job. Is he like really thankful? Because if he stays at Texas Tech, most likely he's not the first overall pick, probably not even a first round pick.
Yeah. What he went and did at OU set him up perfectly.
So my question kind of to you guys is Baker Mayfield really thankful about Patrick Mahomes showing up to Tech and taking the job? Or is he like, I want to beat him. I want to show him that I'm better than, even though like there's no way anybody thinks he's better than Patrick Mahomes. Is there some sort of Baker Mayfield vengeance tonight?
I don't know. And he had opportunities when he was with Cleveland for that too, you know, but I don't know that. I've never heard him really talk about it, but I do know like he was very bitter at the time, but whenever you have time to look at things, you know, over time, you look back and go, oh, you know what? That actually worked out the right way. Because he was, Kevin, I think at the time we kind of discussed, it was very Cole Beasley-ish, Eric Crouch. Like it sounded like a snotty kid that left because he wasn't getting what he wanted. And so, but he goes and makes the best of his situation. And then he was in, you know, extremely competitive games at OU. So, I don't know, man. That's a good question, Mike. That it really is.
What's your thought? Do you have thoughts on Baker Mayfield? And do you think that he's like...
I think it can be both. I promise I'm not trying to circumvent your question.
He's got injuries to deal with too tonight again.
That's true. I think it can be both in terms of like, hey, I'm glad you showed up. But also, I still want to show people that I'm better.
I guess, and I don't know how it all went down. It felt like Coach Bro at the time was kind of like, hey... You're not losing your job, but there is strong competition here now, and you could win it. And I guess Baker, I wonder this, like truth serum, lie detector test, did he know I can't beat out this kid?
I could see that.
Like, yeah. I can't. I know I'm older than him and have a little bit more experience, but I can't beat him out.
But see, I don't know about that just because we've seen how it's played out since then, but even scouts didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
Like going into the draft, they didn't say, well, clearly Mahomes is going to be the better player. Like I realize they didn't go at the same time, but I don't know about that.
Well, it'll be, I guess, interesting tonight because to be honest, it's a really weird year for Kansas City. They're the best team in football record-wise. Yes. I think some people have said, no, Detroit, even on the show today, Detroit is better, even though they have a loss.
That is what I think.
I think some people feel like Baltimore is better, even though Kansas City beat Baltimore to start the year, would take Baltimore in a head-to-head right now over Kansas City. So they're going for an 8-0 start, but yet Patrick Mahomes hasn't had a great game this year. He's played winning football. He's done the things you need to do as a quarterback to win the games. The defense is their number one weapon. Like their defense is better than their offense. I'm wondering if tonight, if we will watch Patrick Mahomes have, in a way, a breakout game this year.
Okay, this is definitely going to come back to bite me. I don't think so. I think he will have a good game. But I think he's realized the winning formula is like, I don't got to turn this up too much, and we can still win comfortably.
You know, we were talking about Dak not throwing on that, was it a second down where he had all this time?
Second and six, and he's dumping like, I have literally 6 seconds to make a decision, and nobody got open. Well, somebody did get wide open, didn't they?
Like, they did.
It was going to be a touchdown.
Yes, they did.
So,
and that's where like, Mahomes has done that all year. You've been watching. He knows he can make certain plays, and he can use his legs to turn into big plays. But for the other part of it, he knows I got Andy Reid in my ear. I'm going to have a play drawn up for whatever down and distance I'm dealing with next.
Okay, so I'm going to transition now to a question I asked off the air, and maybe I've asked you guys on the air before. Go
ahead. Bucks have given up the fifth most passing yards this year, though.
Okay, so maybe this could be a game.
And they're right in the mix for touchdowns given up.
Patty Mahomes shines. Okay, so yesterday the Gold Glove Awards were given out by Major League Baseball. So now we'll get pretty much every day awards being given out. No Ranger won a Gold Glove this year. The year before, you had Nate Lowe, Marcus Semien, Adolis Garcia, and Jonah Heim. You had four Gold Glove winners.
Yeah.
And this year, you have none. And I'll be honest, this is a big year for the Rangers in spring training to concentrate on defense again. And there's a lot of questions I have with the Texas Rangers going into 2025. But going from four Gold Glove winners to having two guys have a chance in Semien and Lowe, neither one of them winning it. And to be honest, I think they picked the right guys. I do think Andrés Giménez, the Guardian second baseman, is the best defensive second baseman. And Simeon's up there, but I think they gave it to the right guy. And then at first base, it was given to Carlos Santana. That is surprising to me how old he is and his lack of movement. But I think it goes to show that there's maybe not a good or great defensive first baseman in the American League right now.
I was also going to ask this because I would have to go back and like look at the history of the award and everything. How much does regular season success get factored in? Like, I'm not saying that's supposed to be part of the award at all, but how often do you feel like maybe an award gets tilted towards one player or another because their team was better?
Yeah, I think it does a little bit. Here we name the Twins, who had a good year overall. Obviously, they played crappy down the stretch. And then you have Cleveland, who surprised everybody by winning that division going into the year. Talking to people in spring training that were with Cleveland, their kind of announcers were kind of like, yeah, we are hoping to be a 500 team. Like, that was kind of their hope. It wasn't, yeah, we're going to win 90 plus games and win the division. So Bobby Witt Jr. wins at shortstop. That's his first ever Gold Glove, so local product. But I asked you guys this question. You can text in on the text things, whether it's YouTube, Twitch, or the text line thing.
877-881-1053.
If you had your choice, you could only win one as a baseball player, the Gold Glove at your position or the Silver Slugger at your position. Which one?
I think I would pick the Gold Glove, and I might just be way off on this. I just feel like people have talked about the Gold Glove for longer, and the Silver Slugger has, not that it wasn't there, but it has taken on more prominence lately.
Initially, I threw out Silver Slugger because hitting's cool and defense is stupid. Unless you're on a team that has great defense and wins a championship, and you're like, hey, this is exactly why we won. Look at the Yankees. They didn't win. They have bad defense in that outfield. They have bad defense all over. But then I remembered, Mike, gold is better than silver.
That is true.
So I will go with the Gold Glove. Yes, because I want a golden glove.
By the way, this is why I got a Tolo, because people are just now catching up to the news we broke that it looks like Dak is going to be out a couple of weeks. And we talked with Stephen Jones earlier, and he did not say Cooper Rush would be the starter for sure, even if I think that's how it's going
to
turn.
Yeah, and that's, I know we're almost up to the C block, but if you had an organization that felt more desperate about their future, you'd look at it and go, it's over. Our quarterback's now out against Philadelphia, out against Houston. We're probably going to lose one, if not both, of those games. Let's be realistic here. We have less than 24 hours. Who's not on our team in 2025? We're trying to get as many fifth, sixth, and seventh round picks as possible right now. Who do we think that we're disappointed with? We have a financial problem in our organization.
Yeah.
Who do we feel like we can get rid of that helps out our financial problems in 25, 26, and 27 that we have more money to spend on whatever it is? If you had a real organization, they'd be having these real conversations right now, and then they'd act upon those real conversations.
And that's where the disconnect is for me, because when we were talking with Steven, he said, yes, we're aware, and we've had those conversations. It's the action part. I have no idea what conversations they do or don't have.
In the history of their time, the only trade they ever made like this was Herschel Walker. Well, we all know that was Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Jerry was dealing with the financial stuff in 1989. And so since then, they've never done the unloading to help the future, which is really weird, because the only reason Jerry's successful in football is the unloading of a player to help the future.
Yeah. And now I see people pushing back against, well, why the hell would you not start Trey Lance to potentially up his trade value to me?
Can't trade him anymore, right?
Exactly.
So.
And so he's up out of contract. So what are you going to do? Sign him? For what? you have your quarterback. And when people complain about Dak Steele, just remember it hadn't even started yet. It starts next year.
Heck yeah, we got him longer. That's why
it's okay. Voidable
Bobby
years.
Belt's pumped up, man.
Move the money down the road, Kevin.
Yeah, because that's exactly why they got into this.
I'm with Bobby. Don't worry. Jerry Jones always hires great coaches.
Okay, well, just a reminder
to. Just want to get this coach gone so he can hire another great coach.
Just a reminder to everybody, Dak Prescott's salary cap hit next year is $89 million.
But you can move some of that money to down the road.
Move it where?
To the voidable years.
Okay, you still have to pay for those voidable years. That is a weird thing that, like...
But I don't have to pay for them next year.
I know. And that is what got the Cowboys in this situation. I don't know if they... Surely they do
understand
that. It's
like paying Otani down the road, you know?
Okay, well... You're
getting the same type of production.
I'm just going to break it down for everybody. Here are Dak's next 4 years of salary cap hits. $89.8 million, $68 million, $62 and $72 million. So whatever money you move into those voidable years is just going to go to a point where you think he'll probably be close to retiring anyway.
I feel like you're making my point for me right now. We need him next year, Kevin, not this year. That's when he's really making his money, you know? Next year's when he's really getting paid, so that's why I need him healthy next year.
And by the way, because I know what the answer is going to be. Jerry said this to us before. He's going to go, well, you know, there's mechanism in those contracts to flip the switch and lower that. Yeah. Do you think that money just disappears? Do you think when his salary cap number drops $30 million, it just went away? It didn't. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. In case you missed the breaking news we had about 15 minutes ago, Dak Prescott looks like he will miss multiple weeks. No decision yet about whether or not he will go on the injured reserve. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
We'll talk a little Dak, and then we'll also talk about our hits and misses of the weekend next on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.